While candidates can be hard to find for local elections, the prestige and better pay of holding statewide office usually draws a good share of potential politicians, so it's expected there'll be plenty of candidates in the 98th Assembly District. Mordecai Lee is governmental affairs professor at UW-Milwaukee.
A lot of people are full-time legislators, and so it becomes, in a sense, the entry level, the farm league for the American political system. You start at the bottom, you start in the state legislature. So that's why I don't think there would have been any problem recruiting candidates even at the drop of a hat.
An election in the fall instead of the spring means Waukesha area constituents will go without assembly representation for a few more months than they would have if a special election were held. But the legislature is only a few weeks away from their final floor session, and there's no state budget work being done yet. Constituents couldn't make claims of taxation without representation. So state GOP spokesman Bob Delaporte says it only makes sense to wait. Have voters in that district go to the polls along with everyone else in November.
It wouldn't be worth spending the taxpayers' money to do a special election that gets costly, to print up all the ballots, get everything ready, and then go through the same process again a few months later.
At least one candidate has indicated he'll run for the seat vacated by Scott Jensen. Bob Collison unsuccessfully challenged Jensen in 2002 after criminal charges were filed against the former Assembly Speaker. Collison says if he makes it on the ballot, it will be as a Republican instead of a Libertarian, the party he ran under before. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.